Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, January 10th. I'm Ray Graff. We're talking soul food and Southern cooking on this edition of Food Friday. And you know, oftentimes you can count yourself blessed when a great one walks in. And today a great one is here again. Kizzy Williams Francisco from Ali B's. She is an entrepreneur, a humanitarian, an all-around great cook, and a great human being. She'll answer your cooking questions, and we will shoot the breeze. The number is 800-348-2551. It's been too long. 800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. 800-348-2551 if you want to call the great one. Kizzy Williams Francisco, your call's coming up after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. We welcome back Kizzy Williams Francisco of Ali B's Cozy Kitchen today. She is one of the greats in this region. Ali B's is named for the late Ali B. Bethea, native of South Carolina. In the 60s, Ali B. brought her unique recipes and style to Manhattan, began catering, selling food on the streets of Harlem. Ali B. cooked for numerous religious officials, city councilors, state legislators, congressional representatives, the mayor of New York City, the governor of New York. The tradition continues now through Kizzy, who is one of this region's real presences. If you want to talk to Kizzy Williams, give us a call. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. You can email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. It's been too long, Kizzy.
Ray, it has been very long.
Yeah.
And you look younger.
Do I really?
Yes, your skin looks fabulous.
Well, you know, I've been loofah.
Well, it shows.
Well, actually, I haven't been loofah, but I don't even know what that is exactly. But
it means I've been drinking water.
Yeah, I. You know what? Since I've seen you last, I drink way more water.
Good.
Same amount of bourbon, but also a lot of water.
It looks good on you.
So what's happening? What is going on in your life? I think the last time you were scheduled, we got bumped by the fun drive, didn't
we? Yes, but it was all meant to be so that I can come in here and talk about what's going on with my future.
So what's happening?
Well, so much is going on.
Yeah.
Ali B's is growing. The community is growing. We still have Ali B's Fresh Fruits and Vegetables open to the community.
Right.
And in the next few weeks, we will be in Price Chopper.
You're kidding
Ali me. Ali B's mac and cheese will be in Price Chopper, so I'm super excited.
Wait, hang on. Before you tell me more about this, I just want to tell the listeners, if you never had, the stuff is of legend here at the station, because at the fun drive, you'll often bring big vats of mac and cheese.
That's right.
And it's, we have one guy in the newsroom, Alexander Babby, who goes and gets the stuff in vast quantities.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know where he puts it, but he sure eats it all.
Yes, it's good like that. It's a product that once you taste it, you never want to stop eating it. And it represents love, it represents community, and it also represents America. But what's so great about this dish, it belongs to the Capital Region. So Ali B's mac and cheese is Albany's own product.
And it's going to be
so
in the
nice?
Stores. Amazing.
Yes. 11 stores to be exact.
That is incredibly great news.
You know, the Capital Region is a place that is a family. And it is an honor to have an establishment here in the Capital Region and watch myself grow and watch my food be loved by the community. But today I brought you in this barbecue.
You brought barbecue
for
me.
I bought barbecue for you today. I bought barbecue ribs, barbecue chicken, collard greens, mac and cheese, potato salad, yams, cornbread. And I brought barbecue to you today because that is one dish that I never bring for you.
Can I look?
Of course.
Okay.
Look.
Keep talking.
I got up, every morning I do. I get up every morning.
Yeah.
And I grill this barbecue right outside in the cold.
Outside on a
charcoal grill.
Kizzy, it's really cold out.
Oh, it's not cold. Not for me.
Not for you.
Listen, when you are a girl from the Capital Region,
yeah,
This cold can't even touch me.
I don't know. I grew up around here. Listen, I thought it was pretty cold.
Well, look at you. You're inside.
Well, that's true.
Okay?
Yeah.
I have been outside cooking on that grill. It'll be 11 years in March.
Amazing.
The cold cannot touch me. And, you know, I continue to, how can I say, move around the Capital Region, but also move further north. I love this cold weather. I love skiing, even though I can't ski, but I love being in the atmosphere.
Do you ever go to a ski lodge and just hang out?
Oh, of course. I take my son every Sunday when I get a chance right up to Royal Mountain.
Yeah.
And
he's a skier?
He is a skier.
Good.
He started out snowboarding.
Yeah.
Can't do it for nothing. I love you, Nicholas. He tried for years to snowboard, my poor baby, but when he got on those skis, it changed his whole life. He is a skier.
Wow.
But I'm so happy to be at WAMC today. I truly miss you guys. You guys are the best radio station on earth. You continue to build communities, but you also build the world.
You know what? I love that you said community. We've been talking about that a little bit this week, in the last week. We're raising a little money for the Lockbox, and I'll go into that briefly after the next break, just for a second. But community is a real thing. And WAMC tries to do its part with partnerships. And I know you do so much of that.
That's why we're family.
I think so. Kindred spirits.
Of course.
You know, do you still do the Thanksgiving?
Let me tell you, this year we gave out 2,461 meals. And what it has become now, it is a week of giving. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful to be able to continue to give these meals. Not only do we give meals, I have this nonprofit, we do toys. In September, we were giving out a bunch of TVs. We give clothes out. I help people get jobs. Believe it or not, I help people buy homes. When it's a community, the same way WAMC, when you guys bring Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen onto this radio segment, it allows the world to know that you find people in all places. Ali B's sit in one of the poorest communities in the Capital Region. So WAMC choose people from the highest scales to the poorest communities. And you guys allow the community to come in and speak about what we do, what we promote, sell, give, and what's going on. So,
you know, you're one person. How do you do all the things that you do and still make ribs like I'm looking at and smelling right now? How do you have time to do all of it?
Well, you know what? It is structure. You got to have structure, but it's also culture. And these ribs right there, I got to tell you the name of the ribs.
Okay.
The ribs is called Ed Mitson Ribs.
Ed Mitson
Ed
Ribs.
Ed Mitson.
Explain the significance.
Well, he is the bomb. Okay.
Okay.
So since Ed Mitson is the bomb, and what he does is, you know, when someone is the bomb, that means they're good.
Yeah, yeah.
And since he's the bomb, he's strong, and he loves the cold just like I do.
Yeah.
I had to name these ribs after him because I want people to know that these ribs are the bomb just like Ed Mitson.
And who was Ed?
Ed Mitson is the founder of Business for Good.
That's right.
Him and his wife, Lisa.
And we've talked about him with Jasper Alexander in the past as well.
Let me tell you, he is such a creator. He is a person that, I don't know how he does all what he does. And it makes me so emotional when I speak about Ed and Business for Good, because he's also part of my growth. You know, when you can be able to call on someone, because that's what I did, that's what I do, when things are going great for yourself, you need help, I can call Ed and say, Ed, I can't do this by myself. And you know what he says? Don't worry about it.
Amazing.
I know.
Amazing. I'll need his number, I think.
So I'm going to give it to you, Ray. Ed, I'm giving out your number today.
Don't do it on the air.
I won't do it on the air, but I will definitely hook you up.
You know, when did you start Ali B's?
I started Ali B's in 2014, March of 2014.
So that's over 10 years, 11 years now.
It'll be 11 years in March.
So did you ever expect then that you would be doing all those good things that you have been doing and then staring at the launch of your own mac and cheese line at stores?
This is what I will say. When you have faith in your heart, you know, I could say, if I say no to you, that's not me being honest. The truth is that I have always felt greatness within myself. And I believe that if you believe that much in yourself and you get up every morning and work for yourself, you will accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Now, it takes effort. You know, you have to be in those places that the world is in. Like when I went to the Red Cross Gala a year ago, and I got that opportunity, and I met this amazing young man named Sam from Price Chopper, and he gave me his card. So, you know, when you're in the room, anything is possible. But also, again, the Capital Region is a small place. So being a small place and creating great food that is authentic. This food that I cook belongs to the history of South Carolina.
Yeah.
That we make right here in the Capital Region. And as you know, Ray, the Capital Region is full of the world.
It definitely is.
Yes. So that's what we are about.
Do you think that what you do, and you started really making some tremendous food, and it has built and built and built. Do you think that this location is really important to what you did, or would you have succeeded anywhere?
No, I do believe that the location is the spot.
Yeah.
I believe that choosing to be on Clinton Avenue, 353 Clinton Avenue.
Get it out there. Get that plug out there.
Yes. It was a place that needed love. And if you show up and love a community and give that community love, what else could they do but love you back? And when a community loves you back, and you're right down the block from City Hall, right down the block from The Egg, where next month is Black Caucus Month,
yeah,
at the Capitol.
Yeah.
It's Black History Month, where all of these people from all over the state shows up, just saying, and look for places like Mines.
Yeah.
And when they purchase food from places like Mines, it had allowed, for instance, the mayor of New York City to be able to eat this food.
Oh, he tried it?
Well, not the new mayor, but the last mayor. Yes.
Uh-huh.
We got him on camera eating. You know, pictures of him eating our food.
Messy eater or good eater?
He's a good eater.
Okay. Listen, we got to take a break very quickly. Kizzy Williams Francisco is here. Well, I got to try the ribs too. So I need a little bed music. We'll play some Underwriting. We'll tell you about the lockbox coming up. If you want to talk to Kizzy, give us a call, 800-348-2551. Or you can email voxpop@wamc.org. So we're workshopping this idea. Kizzy and I were talking about community. So in the hour before the show, we were talking about asking people why they listen to WAMC, why they support WAMC. So if you want to do that, we might play some on the radio. All you got to do is record yourself 15, 20 seconds, say, hey, listen, this is why I listen. This is why I like WAMC. This is why I support WAMC. And then you just record it on your phone and you send it over to pledge@wamc.org, pledge@wamc.org. Don't need to pledge to do that. Just send us your audio, and then we'll find some goodies and play them on the radio. All right, Kizzy?
Yes, yes, yes.
I've eaten a fair amount of pork in my time. I've eaten a fair amount of ribs in my time. Best ribs ever.
All right, all right.
And you know what? I'm never going to tell a guest that this food's lousy, but this food is great. How do you do it? Tell me.
Well, this rib recipe, believe it or not, is older than I am.
Really?
I can
remember. So 20?
It's about 100 years old because it comes from South Carolina. The sauce is a South Carolina sauce, ketchup base with mustard and vinegar. When I was a little girl, believe it or not, I was 12 years old, and I went, another woman was selling food on the street where I live at, and she was cooking ribs, and I tasted her ribs. I was 12, and they was not right.
Why?
They wasn't cooked all the way.
Oh, that's
it was still raw.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Yes. So at that age, at 12 years old, I said to myself, I can make better ribs than her. And I think when I was 14, I started selling food on the street by myself.
Did you really?
Yeah.
This is in North Carolina?
This is in Harlem.
Oh, in Harlem?
Yes.
So when did you make the move up?
I moved here in Albany the year of 2006.
So it took a few years before you launched Ali B's.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was always in my soul. You know, I went to school. I studied hospitality management, culinary arts. And it gave me knowledge on how to run a business. Thank God I did that, guys. I needed that marketing ability, that knowledge of marketing. And here I am today, just growing.
Can I just say how glad I am that you're here today?
Well, I want to let the Capital Region know that I am so emotional, guys. I am full of happiness. I'm crying inside. Because I am so happy, and it's a song that we sing in churches. It goes, I cry when I'm happy. I smile when I'm happy. I am so happy, full of tears, of greatness, and I want to thank the Capital Region. I want to thank WAMC for loving me.
I think the everyone loves you back. You've done so much for this community. Are you going to cry?
I'm
crying. Oh my gosh, you got to stop crying now.
I'm really
going to need
crying.
That for the ribs.
Oh my goodness. Right. I am. It's because of the great things that's going on in my life, and I am so emotional, and I'm really happy to be here today.
Listen, it's been a long time coming. It's been too long, and I'm glad you're here too. This email from Susan wants to know about mac and cheese. Thank you for the commitment, Kizzy, to the community and your belief and confidence in your work. Thanks for the wonderful food. Thank you, Kizzy, for your appreciation of the work of WAMC and recognizing all folks from top to bottom. You know what, Susan in Sunderland? There's not a question there, but I'm glad I read it anyway. That's very, very
thank
nice.
Thank you, Susan. We love you at Ali B's. We love you at WAMC. And we are all a family.
Let's grab a call here. Joan is in Schenectady. Joan is there, and Kizzy Williams Francisco is here at 800-348-2551. Hello, Joan. How you doing?
Hello, Ray. I'm doing good and ever so much better just in the last few minutes. You guys are our love fest.
I'm telling you what, it's great to have her here.
Hello, Joan.
Hello, Kizzy. I enjoy the food that I have had. Not enough, not nearly enough, and I'm looking so forward to your mac and cheese. I was calling about comfort food, and you've comforted like so much more than just my tummy. So I'm switching to emotional health. I love it that you're tearing up because I tend to cry more from joy than from sorrow.
Yes.
It's just like I don't mind laughing as much as I don't mind crying as much as I laugh. It's connection.
Yes, it is.
My question then has become about comfort food and the knack of sharing with others. Not too large of a group, but a small group. Mac and cheese, obviously. Some other vegetarian type ideas that are easy to prepare and just share easy to prepare, easy to share. That's it.
Okay, so vegetarian though is the key, and of course, I'm sitting here looking at these ribs, and I just had another bite. These are decidedly not vegetarian.
Yeah, but I'm tasting the mustard and the sauce right through the airwaves.
And
you're doing well.
The char is perfect.
Well, this is what I would tell you, Joan. If you're looking to do vegan and you want something to be comfort, I'll enjoy taking the cauliflower.
Cauliflower,
yes. You can either fry it, like deep fry that cauliflower, mix it up in that barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And push it in the oven, and it will taste like barbecue ribs. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. Cauliflower do so much. I make vegan fried chicken with cauliflower. And the customers love it.
Really?
They buy it like it is candy.
All right, do me a favor. Next time you come, bring me
that cauliflower.
Because I am skeptical.
Let me tell you something. It is... It makes you an addict.
Okay.
So
I dare you, Ray.
I'll do it. I'll eat it.
Joan, when you get the chance, take some cauliflower. You can use that for any type of base. That cauliflower can be fried chicken. It can be the ribs. It can be your barbecue chicken. You can grill it on a grill. It will add that flavor.
Mash it like even as a side. Yes.
And you can even make mac and cheese with cauliflower. So it's so much you can do with that one vegetable. And look us up online.
Sure.
Call me right at the store and say, can I speak to Ali B?
Have I'm you ever talked
there.
To Joan? Joan will talk your ear off.
I like that, Joan.
Yeah. Hey, Joan, have a good one. Thanks for calling. 800-348-2551. Kizzy Williams is here today. This email, here's a weird one.
Okay.
This is from E, who says, in past episodes you were on, you mentioned pressure cooking. Can you share with us your suggestions?
Well, just to let you know, I pressure cook once in a while. I'm more of a person that actually cooks on the stove.
Yeah.
During COVID, I did use pressure cookers because I guess...
Something to do?
Yeah, something to do. But a friend of mine's, believe it or not, Mr. Charles Davis, he came by the store today and he bought me some black eyed peas.
Yeah.
And he cooked his black eyed peas in the pressure cooker. They were good. But again, I prefer my black eyed peas cooked on the stove. So I'm going to say, if you want to relax, it's cold outside, you get up in the morning, cook with your pressure cooker. But if you're not, if you want to do what I do, if you want to be an Ali B, I'm going to be honest with you. I am not really cooking I cook on the stove.
Yeah.
Even down to the air fryer. I have 3 air fryers at home.
Do they blow your fuse? Because every time I try it in my house, the fuse goes.
I'm going to tell you this, Ray. I just now finally used my air fryer.
Yeah.
I have a 19-year-old son, and now I have 3 because he bought us one for Christmas. So when your kid buys you one, you have to use the product. The other 2 just been sitting in the closet. And we made like fried okra in the air fryer.
Is it good?
It is good. But again, I still prefer to cook on the stove.
When you fry, what's your medium? What do you use?
What I use for the...
Your fat. What fat do you use?
I use a canola.
Yeah?
That's the base that I use.
Right.
Canola.
So when back to the ribs for just a moment. Kizzy Williams Francisco is our guest. 800-348-2551. Do you use charcoal or you use gas?
I use charcoal.
It tastes...
You know I use charcoal.
It tastes like that.
Come on now. That's cheating if you're using gas. And let me tell you something. Gas is cool. But charcoal is the real deal.
But it takes longer.
It does take longer, but it's authentic. How can I say I'm giving you authentic South Carolina backwoods food if I'm cooking on a gas grill?
Well, some people will say you can...
No, we use charcoal, and then sometimes when it gets cold, the stores don't have charcoal. Guess what they have? Wood. So I will use wood. Sometimes I have to use this wood called lump.
The lump charcoal is great. Oh, no, that's what I try to get that. I love that.
So I use... That's what we use today, so that's probably why you're really going crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm right at home.
Yeah.
But those are the things that I use, and you know what? I can remember when I first started, we used to, when it would come to January, we used to have to search for charcoal and lightning fluid.
Right.
Now we just put the order in, and the warehouse already knows that Ali B is going to need this for the whole year, so it's easy now.
Well, now I know where I need to go in the wintertime, because I will grill in the winter. I have about 3/4 of a bag of charcoal out on the back patio. I'm waiting for a day when it's, I don't know how you go out there
every
when it's
day.
So cold. And what
literally
about,
every day.
Really?
I'm out there in the rain. If it rains, we cooking on the grill. You know what? I think that, honestly, this is the truth too, guys. I'm a spiritual woman. So when it rains, I think that God be like, I'm not going to let it rain on her. So God allows me to cook all my food on the grill. And sometimes I may be out there cooking 300 pieces of chicken and the rain stops for that, you know, 30, 45 minutes that I'm on the grill.
Yeah.
So, and
so you have an in with God on this.
It's the only way.
Interesting.
Let me tell you. Allie B's Cozy's Kitchen is winning. And the reason why we are winning is because the Capital Region is a winner. So when you roll with winners, you only can win.
You know, I say this every time you're on, but the fact that you have not run for office is just shocking. But now you're going to be a business magnate, and you know what? You're probably going to be too busy for that.
Well, you know what? This is what I will say. You never know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Because what I do is I follow the pathway. And when you follow your pathway, you know you have to get up in the morning. And sometimes when I get up in the morning, sometimes it's not easy.
Agreed.
But I remember those words that we all know, that if you get up, then God will do the rest. And guess what? When 7 o'clock or 7:30 hits the Allie B's, every day I say, I made it.
You mean 7:30 p.m. at
yes.
the end of the day?
Yes, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And as I always tell you, when I open up my doors at 1 o'clock, I be nervous with butterflies.
Every day?
Every
After
day.
After all these years?
After all of these
That's
years, I still
talk.
Have butterflies like it is the first day. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Literally, my heart be racing. I have butterflies in my heart. And I look over at my wife and I say, I hope the people come today. She looks over at me. Literally, she looks over at me like, this one is crazy.
Yeah, what are you
yeah,
nuts?
Literally, she says that to me. But, you know, you have to stay on your toes.
I agree, though. You know, there's always that indecision. When I go on the radio, anybody listening today?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, we're the same, Ray.
Yeah.
That's why I love Ray Blue Eyes. Ray has blue
oh,
eyes.
Oh, stop.
Did you hear what I said,
Don't
guys?
Make me blush. Stop
he
it.
He is it.
Okay, we better go to the phones before.
Okay.
Kizzy Williams Francisco is our guest here. Let's go to Palinville, or is it Palinville? No, it's
wow.
Palinville. Kathy, you're on.
Hi, how are you, Kitty? Thank you for your joy. I just wanted to know whether the Price Chopper in Saugerties will be a store that you have your mac and cheese in.
You know what? It will not, but guess what? What you can do, just wait on us, because Price Chopper is a family-run business, and what they do is they love to bring love everywhere. So everything starts off in steps. And eventually, you know, they have 133 stores, 132
yeah.
stores. I will be in all of stores one of these days. But right now, it's only 11 stores. And I'm truly am excited. So this is what I would say to you. Come to Albany and shop in Albany. And when you come to Albany and shop in Albany, let
Stop on in, right?
Yes, let everyone know that you want us to be where you're located. And I'm so happy that you did call. And you know I love Saugerties because Saugerties allow me to create my garlic string beans.
Okay, explain. Kathy, hang on the line here while
yes,
we get this story.
Indeed. So every year for the last 3 years, I have been coming to the Garlic Fest. And,
oh, okay.
And when you check my menu now, I have the Saugerties. Garlic string beans.
I'll be darned.
So if you ever come through Allie B's, well, they're only available for caterings. Once in a blue moon, I do cook them in the store. But
why don't you make the garlic green beans? That sounds delicious.
Well, you know what? I do make them, just not every day. So sometimes it's green beans, sometimes it's collard greens, sometimes it's cabbage. You know, I want to showcase, sometimes I do green cabbage, sometimes I do purple cabbage. I want to be able to showcase to the Capital Region different vegetables that are part of the Southern culture, the comfort food, and that is delicious. Mm. So every day, every other day, it may be something different. But I want to let you know I love you guys in Saugerties, New York, and I will see you guys next September at the Garlic Festival.
You know what? Every year the Garlic Fest happens.
Yes.
They come on. The folks from Saugerties come on, and we do a show about garlic. Maybe. Although I don't even know if I booked it this year because I don't know when the date is. Maybe I did. I might have to drag you in for that one.
I'm ready.
Yeah?
They love me.
I have a feeling that you're ready. Zach, let's take a break because I'm ready for that. 800-348-2551 is the number. It's a great one. Kizzy Williams, Francisco's here. We'll be back. Win with me. There's Room Full of Blues here on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551. Kizzy Williams, Francisco of Alley B's joins us today. Okay, before we get to our next call, we've been talking about the mac and cheese, and I mentioned at the beginning that it is very popular here at 318 Central Avenue. The
yes,
staff
it is.
Loves it. How do you do it?
Well, you know what, guys? It's kind of a secret.
Really?
It really
well,
is.
Well, now
a secret.
That you're selling it in stores.
Well, it's not in stores yet.
Okay.
So we have, I'm not going to give a date. Okay, guys? You can always call your local Price Chopper and find out when it is going to show up.
Okay.
It's not in stores yet.
Soon, though.
But as the song goes, soon and very soon. Yes, the mac and cheese will be there very soon.
Okay.
But the product, I say it's a secret,
okay,
but it is the base of America. That is the ingredients in this mac and cheese. So the truth is that if you go online and you look up Thomas Jefferson's recipe.
Thomas Jefferson made yeah. mac and cheese?
Well, you know, the mac and cheese comes from France. And Thomas Jefferson had went to France with one of his slaves called James, and they stood there for 5 years, and James mastered the recipe.
You're kidding me.
Telling you the truth. They brought the recipe back to America. James revamped the recipe, because in France, when they make mac and cheese, they use things like Swiss and provolone cheese.
Yeah.
So it's like white cheese, you yeah. know, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So you know it tastes completely different. Swiss and
more
provolone.
Sharp. Yeah.
Yeah, Swiss and provolone don't taste nothing like cheddar, okay?
Right.
And so
you gave it away. I needed to
well,
know.
Well, you know what?
That's a spoiler alert.
Let me tell you, I don't mind telling the cheddar part.
Okay.
Because I want people to know what type of cheese we
okay.
use.
Okay, it's cheddar.
It's cheddar cheese. It's very simple. And also, like I said, if they look up the Thomas Jefferson recipe, they will know this recipe.
Oh yeah, that's fascinating.
Yes. So I'm going to let you guys find this recipe on your own.
Okay.
And just know that when you come to the Capital Region, we have something that belongs to us here. And when you leave the Capital Region, you can take us with you. You'll be able to go to you can be able to go to Alley B's or Price Chopper and take the Capital Region home with you. Around the world.
I'll tell you, one of the new producers in the newsroom, Alexander Babby, came in with the most enormous tray of it. He lives by himself.
Exactly.
What are you going to do with all that?
And let me tell Babs? You, WAMC had sent me a picture of the mac and cheese when I had sent it to you guys. I share that picture all over Facebook. That picture is just breathtaking. And when I see, just to let you know, Ray, when you show up at my restaurant, within the next few weeks, I'm going to have that picture all over my store.
Cool. You know I never leave the house, right?
Well, he has to come home, and his home is definitely Alley B's as well. So, but everything is good. Everything we cook is fresh.
Let me ask you a question about your mac and cheese. Now that you're going to be putting it in 11 stores to start, and probably by next year, probably by later in the year when you're on again, it'll be 100 stores. But for now, it's 11 or 12 stores. How do you now, this is a step for you, because past or up till this moment, you make everything and you know that it's exactly how you want
that
it.
That is the truth.
But when you're mass producing it to some extent, yes, how do you keep quality control and everything to the way you want it?
Well, the truth is too, guys, this product is a very expensive product for me.
Right.
For you guys, it will be affordable. But I had to keep up that, give you guys the best. So I didn't cut corners. So when you eat this mac and cheese, it's going to be that baked mac and cheese, you know, that comfort Southern South Carolina style. And I'm going to say South Carolina style mac and cheese. Why? Because when you come up north, we make it here in the north a little bit different. We didn't use the ingredients that Thomas Jefferson was using. So it is a high-end mac and cheese. It's not like, you know, out the box.
Well, we can taste that.
And you know what? It's at the perfect place. It's at a place, a supermarket that provides great products.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're in an environment that sells only great products, they only want to give great products out. So this is it.
Okay.
This mac and cheese is a high-end, upper class, if that's what
okay.
you want to say.
Oh, you're going to get snooty on me now.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Bougie.
Oh, how about that?
Mac and cheese. You know, when you eat it, you're going to taste all the delicious. You just go buy this product. I'm not supposed to say
that,
but y'all get what I'm saying. I'm sorry, guys.
Radio.
I'm sorry, WAMC.
No calls to action, please. We'll get sued.
I want you guys to just love this product.
Okay.
Listen, the Capital Region is the bomb.
Yeah.
And so is Allie B's.
That you can say, and our lawyers are advising me before we get into the trouble to go to the phones. So let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones, guys.
Rick and Delmar. Rick, you're on.
Hi, Ray.
Hello.
Hi, Kizzy. I love your show. Whenever Kizzy's on is always one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I got a quick question before I do. Go back to Ed and Lisa Midson. They're business for good. People should look into. They're great people, and they help a lot of smaller businesses that can use financial and marketing help. I don't even know them, but I admire what they do. And my question, I saw this time of year PBS has a lot of cooking shows related to New Orleans, and I saw a lady who had baked spaghetti New Orleans style.
Cool.
It's basically macaroni and cheese with spaghetti.
I like that.
It looked fantastic. I think, probably like you, mac and cheese should have the elbow macaronis. But I just wonder if Kizzy has an opinion on this. She makes it with three cheeses, New Orleans style, mac and cheese, but spaghetti. She bakes it in a big casserole pan and cuts it into squares.
That sounds
I'm
going
to hang
me.
Up and listen.
Hey,
love you guys.
Rick, thanks a lot.
We love you too. You know what? I have made mac and cheese with spaghetti. And you know what? I do not use elbow noodles for my spaghetti. Now, as a young lady, as a child, I did grow up making mac and cheese with elbows. But when I came to the Capital Region, I wanted to create something for the Capital Region.
Yeah.
And I wanted people to, when they ate my product, I wanted them to know that this is the Capital Region. So we do not use elbow noodles. We use the penne noodles. And
oh, really?
It is a lot.
Yeah, of course you do.
It is a larger noodles. And why I chose that noodle, again, I wanted people to know that we are the best. So I wanted to showcase difference. And I wanted the cheese to be able to go in the hole. So when the noodles are bigger, all of that cheese gets to go all in gookiness, goes in the noodles.
What about shells then?
Well, the shells are cool, but I don't think it will hold.
Yeah.
The penne noodles, they're round, and the cheese goes all the way, and it sits there, and it waits on you to eat it.
When you're home, do you cook Italian or anything?
Oh, when I'm home, of course I cook Italian. I'm
Harlem. What do you do? Give me your Italian, your favorite Italian
recipe. My favorite Italian dish is meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
From scratch.
Do you do the pine nuts? Do you do the raisins?
No. When I make my meatballs, now since life is changing, instead of using beef, I use turkey.
Yep.
Only turkey instead of the turkey, the pork.
Isn't that too dry, though?
No. You know why it's not dry? Because when I cook my meatballs, instead of frying them, I steam them. So the steam goes into the meatballs and keep it moist.
Yeah.
And
you need a certain amount of fat, though, right?
Well, you know, nowadays they make turkey with fat.
What do you mean?
You can get 85% meat.
I didn't know that.
15% fat. Yes.
Just like beef.
Just like beef. You do it the same way. You can go to your local butcher or your local supermarket, go to Price Chopper, go to these places, and they have this meat. And my meatballs is off the chain.
Well, maybe you ought to do an Italian show with me sometime.
Let me tell you, I do it all. I do meatballs. I do lasagna. I do baked ziti. And you know what? Check out our menu. I am open to the world. You know, I am a girl that was born in Harlem. I was surrounded by Italians. So I was also surrounded by the Latino community.
Yeah.
So as this African-American woman, if you want to laugh, inside I am this African-American woman, Latino, and I'm Italian. So I'm all three.
But isn't that the beautiful thing about there are drawbacks and there are pluses to being in the city. And
yes.
I mean New York City.
Yes.
But that's one of the pluses.
I am all of it.
That's amazing. Kizzy Williams-Francisco's here. The number is 800-348-2551. If you feel like making a pledge to the Lockbox, it's always open, wamc.org. Let's go to Jim in Adams, Massachusetts. Jim, you're on.
Yay, Ray.
Hello.
Yay, Allie.
Hey, Jim, welcome. I love Adams, Massachusetts. I love
you.
Here. Well, you know what?
Been here.
It is a young man. I'm just going to say his first name. His name is Ryan. And he is like my adopted son. And he was born, and he's Italian, okay?
Okay.
He was born in Adams, Massachusetts.
Yep.
And so you already know.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Fair enough. Jim,
well,
what do you got in your
born
mind?
Born in Adams, he has to be close to my age because the hospitals in town in Adams where I was born in closed down many decades ago.
All right. What do you got, Jim?
Okay. Well, we got a nice little burrito shop over here in North Adams. And the little feature they have with the business, the owner did, is you can purchase, it's like a little ticket or a little card, maybe business card, not quite a business card. You purchase them for half the price of a taco, and they put them on the bulletin board. And people who are, you know, in need a little bit, they can redeem one ticket at a time for a taco. It only costs the person donating it the half the price. Now, if you're already giving away your whole business practically by now, and now I expect you to give away more.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you something, Jim. Thanksgiving time, man. I don't know how many turkeys Kizzy goes through, but she gives a lot. Gives a lot.
And you know what? I want to let you know, Jim, that every day I donate. Mills.
I know you do, Kizzy.
To the community.
Just throwing
day.
Another little idea out there. If it hits the wall and sticks, okay. If not, no harm.
Hey,
well, you
Jim,
know what?
I'm going
to come to North Adams. I'm going to come see you. Just give me a chance.
Yeah, that's right. She's going to track you down, Jim. The number here is 800-348-2551. Here's the problem when you come on. We talk so much, I eat almost none of the food. There's 6 other containers we didn't even get to today. What else did you bring?
I bought in some potato salad because ribs go so well with potato salad. And believe it or not, I was talking to Elaine Houston one time, and she was telling me how in, I believe, Mississippi, she said they would take 2 slices of bread, some ribs and potato salad, smack it together and make a sandwich. I know. So I said, I'm going to bring this in for Ray today so that when he gets home, he can have potato salad, make a rib sandwich. He has homemade candy yams. And the last time I was on your show, Jasper was here. He was talking about yams.
Oh, yeah.
And I make the yams so different than he used oranges with his yams. And
really?
That is delicious. But I use sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, vanilla, and some butter, or you can use margarine. Again, cinnamon, nutmeg, sugar, vanilla, butter, or margarine. And the yams are fresh yams. You peel them and you cut them. And you let them, don't put no water in it, guys.
Do
put them in a pan.
That?
Yes, some people.
You're talking
will.
To somebody who's never cooked ever.
Yeah, some people
anything.
Will. You know, it just make people think to put water in it because the yams are like, they're hot.
Yeah.
But again, you just put them in a pan and you put those ingredients that I told you, cover it with some aluminum foil, you bake it in the oven for 2 hours. They are divine. And not only are they so divine, it's fresh.
Yeah.
I love fresh food. I mean, there's nothing wrong with canned goods. It's certain things that, like if I have a can of peas.
I think they're perfectly fine. I like canned
I
vegetables.
I like a can of peas.
Yeah.
But I like, when it comes down to the yams, I don't like canned yams. Unless I will make a pie with the canned yams.
Oh, okay, fair enough. You said I'm bringing this home. I got news for you. If this stuff isn't fed to the staff here, I will lose my life.
Oh, Lord.
We're bringing it out, and we're giving it to everybody.
I better give it out.
All right, so here's an email from Jeff about South Carolina. A few years ago, I took a winter vacation trip to Edisto Island, South Carolina, my first time. The locals were incredibly nice and amazing cooks, beautiful people. Guys would go out in little boats every morning to catch shrimp. Mm. Hands down, the best shrimp on planet Earth comes from the Sea Islands of South Carolina. I learned to make shrimp and grits, but my favorite were the tiny Sea Island red peas, slow-cooked with onion, carrot, celery, and bacon, touch of curry. Mm. I have to go back there.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that definitely sounds delicious.
What
okay?
are... I've never seen a red pea before.
Well, you know what? I don't know too much about the red peas.
Yeah.
I probably do, but you know, sometimes we use different names.
Yeah.
When it comes down to beans or our vegetables.
Yep.
Now, this morning, as I said, I had some black-eyed peas this morning.
Yeah.
Now, when we make our black-eyed peas or lima beans, we cook them just with smoked meat. You can cook it in a broth. So
yeah.
You can use a vegetable broth or a chicken broth. Let it simmer. And that smoked meat will add that flavor to it. Throw an onion inside of it. Now, growing up, my mother, she never used curry.
Why?
Well, where she come from, they didn't have curry money. See,
oh.
when you go to New Orleans, they had all of these fancy spices. But when you come from Bennisville, South Carolina, that was the backwoods. All they had was sugar cane.
Yeah.
Salt and some smoked meat. So I grew up, and maybe some garlic, okay? I grew up with all of these simple spices. And when I cook, say if I cook some beans and I throw some curry in it or some cumin, that's a upgrade. Because all I really want in my beans is just some smoked meat, a little bit of pepper, some onions, cooked in a broth.
Well, I think you have mastered it pretty well. So I'm not going to say you should add anything that you don't already add. All right, Kizzy, believe it or not, this was a fast hour.
What? It's over already?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness.
So how do people find you? How do people find Allie B's?
You can find me, if you want to email me, you can find me, AllieB'sCatering@gmail.com.
Yep.
We're located 353 Clinton Avenue, Albany, New York. Or call me, 518-729-3472. Facebook me, Allie B's. Cozy's Kitchen. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Or you know what else you can do?
What?
Write WAMC. Please write into WAMC.
Yeah, I'll forward everything
Tell
over.
Tell them everything that you want and let them know you want me to have my own segment here.
Oh, you want a segment?
Yes, yeah. I want my own segment, WAMC. Once a month, I come in here, talk to the world.
Tell you what, next time you come in, I'll shut up and I'll just eat. You just
Listen.
Bring food and I'll let you just have at it.
And you know what, guys? Maybe I'll bring my wife.
All
I
right.
love you, Holly.
We share a birthday. I didn't know. All
yes.
right. Hey, we'll talk to you really soon. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, and God bless.
Support comes from Nine Pin Cider Works, Albany, New York hard cider from local apples. Nine Pin Cider's winter seasonal mulled cranberry is now available. Open 7 days, starting at 11 a.m. NinePinCider.com. And GNH. GNH Lumber at Home at Marvin Windows, partnering with homeowners and builders on renovations and new home construction, lumber tools expertise, GNH Lumber at Home in Greenville, Latham, or Windham. Well, that's it. Thanks again to Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Alley Bees. Thanks to you. Thanks to Zach. Thanks to Nate Scheid, who screened the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Have a splendid weekend. We'll see you Monday.